Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Nats and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Just dawned on me, I'm going to take a nap today. I have to.
Oh, yeah.
That I'm going to have to set an alarm. I could sleep past my appearance tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I have that appearance at American Ice
Company. Some people probably want you to.
Tonight at 6 o'clock, Cap season opening party. I'm going to have to set an alarm for my nap.
Well, I hope our next guest, Mike Rizzo, catches a nap on the plane out to the West Coast.
Oh, he will.
I'm sure he was up very late last night celebrating the Nats' huge win at Nationals Park over the Brewers. What's up, Mike? Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Mike, you know,
not as good as you.
You know how bad this conversation would be if you guys lost 3-1 last night?
I was dreading that.
I don't know. I never thought about it, but yeah.
Believe me, I did.
What was going through your mind, you know, through the first, you know, 6 or 7 innings or so? You know, Max gets off to the rough start. We always knew that was possible.
Well, start with that. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Start with Max walking Grisham, giving up the bomb to Grandal. It's 2-0. Crowd was stunned. You could probably hear a pin drop in that stadium.
Now, the good news is it couldn't have been any earlier.
Of course, it was early.
So that was good.
But start with your reaction to that.
Yeah, no problem. You know, usually on those things, the only thing that bothers me, and I'm sure that bothers Max, is the, you know, the walk before the home run. Grandal's an all-star caliber catcher. You know, he took a fastball inner half of the plate and you know, hit it out just over the wall. You're down 2-0 in the first. No problem. You know, you got to score to win anyways. That was my mindset. And then Thames hit a little bit of a hanging, not even a hanging breaking ball. It was down pretty good, but he's a low ball hitter. Wasn't the spot Max wanted to throw it. I think he wanted to bounce it. But, you know, you're down quick, 3-0. But that's the way we've been. You know, that's the way this team has been this year. You know, in the past, we've been up 6-0 and 4-0 and that type of thing. So, you know, this group is used to grinding from behind and battling from behind and you know, some last second heroics. But I'll tell you what, we saw in that game from both sides, there was the guys on the mound were throwing the ball extremely well. There was some, everybody was throwing 100.
I know, that's nuts.
It was 95 plus. Everybody that ran out of that out of the bullpen was throwing it was a pitcher's night, and to cobble together that inning against one of the best closers in the game is remarkable.
But it's a
testament to those guys. It was great.
Now, Mike, 2 outs. Mike, do you chalk that up just to the extra adrenaline? All those guys.
You know, most Woodward throws the ball hard. So does Max. So does so do those, you know, Hader and Pomerantz and those type of guys. So yeah, they're power pitchers, all of them. It was just remarkable that you saw one after the other power coming at you. And you know, they I thought Davey was magnificent the way he handled that baseball game.
He managed it
perfectly. You know, just as he scripted it, we scripted it out in the advanced meetings. It went true to form, and you know, Juan Soto kid is pretty special. But you look at the other guys. You know, Max gives us, you know, a yeoman's work in 5 innings, gave it all he's got. Strauss comes in his first relief appearance as a pro. Threw beautifully, gave us a chance to win, and then Hudson closing it out. Let's not forget the Michael Taylor at bat and the Zim at bat to get us rolling, and then the big hit. So it was a beautiful night and a well played baseball game. It was a great game and you know, two good teams, and you know, we finally got a ball to bounce our way, and we won a game.
Joined by Mike Rizzo, president of baseball operations, general manager of the Nationals, as we go in the clubhouse. Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank. Unexpectedly different. I wanted to go to the Michael Taylor at bat. You mentioned that. So that gets it going on Hader. I heard Davey talk about this after the game, that maybe he had had a good at-bat previously against Hader. Was that the plan? Like, when you guys knew that if you were in that situation that the Brewers are going to turn to Hader for multiple innings. Did you guys know that Taylor had success against him?
Yeah, we figured it would have been, it was going to be Hader for the eighth and the ninth, and Michael is I think he was 1-for-1 with a walk off from one for one with a home run and a walk off of Hader in his career. So
nice.
You notice Zim was on deck with the inning before with nobody on, and then we pulled him back and brought Michael Taylor out there because there was nobody on base for him. But yeah, it was. You know, Davey managed it great, and you know, the team responded well, and it's just played an all around good, clean baseball game, and it was great to see.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in your suite when Soto lined the ball to right field. I mean, I can't imagine what your reaction was there.
Well, you know, you're trying to be as calm and cool and collected as you can, because you never know when the camera may pan over to you. You don't want to be doing something stupid or crazy or something. So
I saw you after the game, and we just had a moment there for a few seconds there as you were walking downstairs in the stairway. You were fired up.
Yes, very. You know, your adrenaline is pumping. Your heart is pounding out of your chest, and it was when I was trying to get downstairs to join the fracas, and it was a good trip down there. You said you had to get up in 2 hours or something.
Right. Well, you were pumped up because now
to drive home,
you still got a chance, Mike. You got a chance. I mean, I know the Dodgers beat everybody, but you got three big horses that you can match against their three horses.
Pressure's on them. You got nothing to lose.
I mean, I know, but you have a chance. The pressure's definitely on them.
The question is, when do you use those horses, Mike?
Yeah, Mike, what do we do in game two? Obviously, Corbin goes Thursday. What are we doing in game two?
Not sure yet, guys. You know, we need to settle in and put together our battle plan against the Dodgers. And like you said, they're a great team. Great organization run by, people we know and like, Stan Kasten and that group of guys. So it's going to be a challenge, but this team hasn't backed off a challenge all season. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to play the Nats right now if I were a Dodger. So I feel good about it. We've got ourselves an ace going for us in game one and Patrick Corbin. We'll see what happens in game two. If we have to give the ball to Anibal Sanchez, I couldn't be happier and more comfortable with that. If it's something else, it's Pastrana on short rest. We're not sure yet. We have to see how Stras feels and that was big boy baseball from Stras last night, man. That was good stuff.
Yeah.
And I was really happy for him.
His curve was sick.
Now, one thing is, in this upcoming series, and I'm sure you can tweak the roster. You had to make a decision before this game, and some people were wondering, Wander Suero had so many appearances for you guys this year. What was the decision in not putting him on the roster for yesterday? And I guess you weren't going to turn certain guys to the bullpen, but could that change for this Dodgers series?
Yes, it could change for the Dodgers series, for sure. Dodgers have a lot of potent left-handed bats. Wander's one of our really good right-handed relievers against left-handed hitters, so there's a possibility there. We'll go over the roster today. We've kind of in our minds have kind of completed it, but we'll make it official today. And what went into for the short one game series was we wanted that extra pinch runner in case we had a pinch run for Suzuki or Cabrera or something like that. And we felt that in a one game playoff, when you've got all your starters available out of the bullpen, we could go without one reliever and go with that extra runner. And as you saw, both those pinch runners scored. So,
Mike, can you now tell us, I mean, maybe you would have before, but we know that you guys all talked about it was a group decision, I'm sure, but who made the final call to start Max over Stras?
Yeah, so like we do with all of our big baseball decisions, a group decision. Obviously, Davey's got the final say; he makes the lineup. But it was a group decision,
unanimous.
Unanimous decision for sure, and it was something that we didn't have to think too much about it.
Right.
Just to shift off the game for a second, it was reported this week that there was a very substantial offer to Anthony Rendon. Do you guys see that as a starting point, as a final offer? What is the deal there?
Well, we don't talk about negotiations as it went on, but you know, we made a clear and concise effort to keep Anthony in the organization for the long term. We'll continue to do so because we want him here, and we think he wants to be here. So we feel good about our chances that that he'll be a Nat, and I hope that he is.
All right, so when do you guys fly to L.A.? What is the schedule for the players? I mean, it's a quick turnaround. You have the champagne. Everybody's going nuts. You know, you got to get your rest, and then all of a sudden you're teeing it up tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. We're glad we're playing tomorrow. You don't need too much of a rest and a layover. We've gone through those four days and 5 days layovers, and they're no fun. So, yeah, we take off this morning, 11 o'clock bus is going to the airport, fly to L.A., work out tonight, tee it up tomorrow, and be ready to go.
So great. So great. Congratulations, man.
Yeah,
anything,
man,
else you wanted to ask?
I just wanted to ask if you knew anything about the umpiring crew for this series, if that makes a difference. Do you guys analyze that? How does that work with scouting?
We do. It's part of our advanced report. We'll advance scout the umpires, and we've got a full analytical workup on those guys, on each and every guy. Mm-hmm. So I don't know who it is at this point, but we will know on the plane, and we'll start cobbling together our advanced report on the plane. We'll meet with our advanced scouts in L.A. and put together a game plan to see if we can beat the Dodgers.
But they will be a totally different crew than this game, correct?
I would assume so, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Mike, getting back to last night for just a minute, how impressed were you by the crowd at Nats Park? I remember the clinching night, Anthony Rendon made a comment about how he wished there were more people there to see the Nats clinch. Well, they were there last night. That place was, I believe, over capacity.
And nobody left.
With all the standing room only tickets that were sold. That was an impressive turnout last night.
It was an unbelievable turnout. This narrative that the Nats fans don't care, it's not a baseball town, is garbage. The people who are there night in and night out, they're as passionate and rabid of baseball fans as anybody around. And we love the fans, and they supported us since we've gotten here. I think that's been overblown. I loved the energy in the ballpark yesterday. It was amazing. It was as loud as I've heard it, even game five against the Cardinals and the Dodgers and the Cubs. It was as good as any. And they were on fire last night, man. And it started early. It seemed like that 8 o'clock game was never going to start.
Right.
And these fans were into it from the neighborhood, which I live in, was crazy at about noon. It started around noon, and it didn't end until I got home last night or this morning.
Mike, I know it was a great moment. Before last night, the Wirth homer, probably the biggest moment in Nats history. But I think because that wasn't a walk-off last night, but because you guys advanced because of it, I'm going to put the Soto hit ahead of the Wirth home run there in terms of biggest moment in Nats history. Where do you stand on that?
I'm going to say the one that's coming up is the biggest moment because we're just getting this thing rolling, they'll keep hitting them and we'll keep ranking them. How about that?
All right.
Hey, we want you to keep it going independent of what I'm about to say, but we really want you to keep it going because if you guys don't, we're going to have to talk about the Redskins.
So keep it going.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Well, we're gonna do our part to give you something to talk about.
Yes,
for sure.
Too political.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, buddy. Really appreciate it. Congrats. Enjoy. Get some rest.
All right, man.
It's Mike Rizzo, President of Baseball Ops in the clubhouse. Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank. Unexpectedly different. They're feeling confident.
Yeah. Well, they should.
They should. And in all the pressure,
house money now.
All the pressure is on them. So,
the Dodgers.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Especially if the Nats get game one.
Game one would be huge.
Corbin can win that game, man.
Of course he can.
Facing all those lefties.
Well, you see what he's done in the last 2 years against them? His ERA is like 0.5.
Kills them.
2-0, 0.5
ERA. How about this? It's ownage.
As he said when we interviewed him
ownage.
A couple days ago, he's very familiar with that lineup.
Yeah. Knows him well.
Very familiar with that lineup.
And maybe they're a little, play a little loosey-goosey. You know, maybe they were a little tight last night for the first 7-8 innings. Now you can go out there and chill, play in the California sun, and just play a little loose and pound them.
You want to chime in, 800-636-1067. How are you feeling against the Dodgers? The Nats will be underdogs in the series. Dodgers have been to the World Series 2 years in a row. They are the prohibitive favorite. But do you feel good about the Nationals? They're going to throw Corbin in game one. 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next on 1067, the Nats.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
...20-year-old Juan Soto in a spot to be a game changer here. He'll turn 21 on the 25th of October, completing his second year in the big leagues. Base is loaded, one ball, one strike. Hader the set, the kick, here it comes. Swing and a line drive, base hit right field. Taylor scores from third. Stevenson around third. The ball missed in right field. Rounding third. Coming home is Rendon. He will score, but now caught in a rundown is Soto. He will be tagged out by Moustakas, but that's the third out. Three runs score on the play. A base hit to drive in two runs. An error on the right fielder, Grisham, allows the go-ahead run to score. And the Nationals are in front. It's Washington 4, Milwaukee 3.
And they are 3 outs away from going to Los Angeles as Daniel Hudson's coming in to try and close it out. This play's going bonkers. Grisham overran the ball, and the error allows the Nationals to go for the win.
I hope Nats fans realize how lucky they are to have national treasures. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler calling the game here on 106.7 The Fan.
The sound just
great
coming through the cans. You could just hear the energy in that park.
Yep.
It was watching it on TBS, you couldn't feel it as much, but right there you could.
By the way, I don't think I've seen your hair in months. Jason took his hat off.
It has
never
been a while.
Seen him without his hat.
This was just on a little too tight. It was
hurting good hair color,
man. It was hurting my scalp.
Yeah.
It's kind of strawberry blondish.
He's got good hair color.
I like the lids. I like the postseason lids that the Nats provided us with. Yes.
Yeah,
my daughter's already calling for it.
Oh, she is?
Oh, yeah. I got to give it
She's
to
already
her.
Putting dibs in
this?
On it.
Who makes this?
47, I believe.
Oh, 47.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
Good lid.
Maybe we can get some more. Maybe one that says National League Champions.
That would be nice.
Got a ways to go.
World Series champion.
That would look even better.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls, though. A lot of people want to chime in. Just an unbelievable night. We get to continue. We don't have to harp on. You know who's probably one of the happier guys around town? Jay Gruden. Because at least he doesn't have to hear all the chirping.
Thank God for those Nats, man. They came up big. They take a lot of the pressure off me. It's awesome, man.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank God for that. Now he can name Colt McCoy the starter,
still
and nobody
will care. I'm still going to get fired at some point, but it takes a pressure.
At least nobody's going
to
care.
No reason to care, because tomorrow we're going to be about Corbin versus whoever the Dodgers decide to throw out. Corbin versus Kershaw.
Yeah,
or Bueller. Or Ryu.
What's Kershaw been like this year? Has he been his typical dominant self? You've been awful.
And the
right?
last month he's kind of been Scherzer-like. I think he's struggled like the last month and a half or so.
What about overall? Well, I like to hear his overall numbers.
His last start was
still like a.
His last start was really, really good.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you his overall numbers.
But I want to know what overall he's been like.
By the way, I forgot I wasn't even wearing my Nats lid. I was looking at your Nats lid. I'm wearing a camo lid.
Yeah, I was wondering what you're talking about.
So he had a 303 ERA, 16-5.
I mean, 16-5 with a 3.
Yeah, 189 strikeouts, 178 innings.
Yeah, I mean, his...
1-0 whip.
Yeah, but not bad.
No.
He's been really good.
Really good.
It's going to be a challenge.
But that's not, you know, it's not his best year by any stretch. In fact, you could argue, ERA-wise, not even an argument, fact, it's his worst ERA year since his rookie year.
Now, his last two starts.
Right?
Well, he's been in the league 12 years. That's not a surprise.
Yeah, but 303?
That's how good he is.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he's going to Hall of Fame.
In September, he gave up 3 runs on the 6th, 2 runs on the 13th, 4 runs on the 20th, but then the last 2 outings, zippy and zippy. Now, only pitched 1 inning, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Where can I see the damn batting averages against and all that? Where the hell is that stat?
Go to baseball reference.
I'm on it.
Let's go to the phone. Seeking some calls while we're looking for it.
All right. Let's go. Let me see here.
I'm guessing they're going to go with Kershaw.
Let's go to Lamar. Fort Washington. Where is it line up rest-wise?
I think they're all rested.
They are?
Yeah,
Lamar, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man. How you guys doing, man?
Great.
Good seeing you guys last night, man.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
It was great seeing you guys last night. This is Lamar Butler's dad.
Oh, great to see you.
Saw you in the tunnel there at Nats Park.
Yes, sir. I'm still pumped up, man. What a great night, man. I can't wait for this weekend.
Now, give people your vantage point because you're right outside the clubhouse, right?
Yes.
So what can you see? Like, you see down the tunnel or you watch it on a screen?
You see down the tunnel. We don't have a screen in the tunnel. The only screens we have are in the actual rooms, the umpire room, the media room.
So can you see the batter?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
You can. That's amazing. And then, is it to the point where all the guys, do you get to see a lot of the guys? Or they don't really come through that area, do they? They come at the other entrance?
They come through like once a week. They come to the barber to get a haircut. So I get to talk to them when they're on the way to the barber.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's so awesome. Yeah, it was great seeing you, man. How do you feel about the next series?
Let me tell you. I think we can beat the Dodgers. The key to it is going to be how far our starters go into the innings. If we go to the 8th inning, I think we're going to be great. We're going
to
struggle, I think, if we have to go deep into the bullpen, man. When we have a lot of pitching changes, we struggle.
Right.
But on the other hand, if we're hitting the ball, that might not matter.
Right.
Yeah, well,
that's what I said. It's all about
the
bats.
Though.
So all I was thinking.
It's all about the bat. This series is a bat series.
Yeah, I think so. For the Nats to advance.
Yes, absolutely. We've got to hit the ball. Yep. The key about, I think the most important thing with us, though, is that we never quit. We never give up. You know, this is the first year that we haven't been chased. We've been the chaser.
Yeah.
And I think us being the chaser, it's kept us hungry. It's kept us aggressive. And I think that's the best thing that could have happened to us this year.
Right. All right, Lamar. Great seeing you, man.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, I see you Sunday, I hope, man.
Okay, yeah.
Go Nats.
So too. Go
yep.
Nats.
Let's go Nats.
Lamar Butler, his son, of course, starred at Mason.
That's right.
Final four run. Mm-hmm. Yeah, huge part of that. Let's go to David in Bethesda. David, what's up?
Well, I wasn't going to let myself in for another disappointment, so I watched the game. I didn't think there was any chance the Nats were going to score 3 runs. But I listened to the bottom of the 8th in my car with the magic of Charlie and Dave, and I'm in. I'm fully in. I'm excited.
So did you leave the game?
No. I was at work. It's pizza night on Tuesday night.
Oh,
you know that.
From Mama Lucia.
Oh, Mama Lucia. Gotcha.
Yeah, you know that. It's Tuesday night, so I can't leave early.
Right.
But I watched with no emotion.
Right.
But now I'm in 100%. I think that maybe they're different than they've been in the past.
Yep.
Hope so.
I think so. Thank you, David. Appreciate it, buddy. Good pizza over there. Can't lie.
Keep those pizzas coming.
You know what? Reverse due theory. Dodgers due for a dud.
You love the 3Ds.
I think so.
You love the alliteration.
You've been to back-to-back World Series. They're going to go 3 in a row.
Well, let's hope not.
Let's go to Brenda. Ladies first. Brenda, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey.
Hey,
I'll
Brenda.
I'll tell you one thing. Dodgers cannot hit against the lefties, so I think Corbin has a good chance of winning this game.
I agree.
That's probably overstated. I'm guessing
it's Brenda Valdez calling.
I'm guessing they've hit a few.
I thought it was a relative too.
On their way.
Why did we all think it was a relative?
Aunt Brenda Valdez.
I do. I do have an Aunt Brenda.
No,
I swear to God.
She's calling in right now.
Calling from Mitchell.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Are we related?
Yeah. I'll see you at the pool party.
Could be. Yeah.
Yeah. But do you have an above ground pool?
No.
Yeah. What about chain link fence?
Wait a minute. My son does.
Of course. Of course. He's got a chain link fence, too, doesn't he?
No, he's got. He lives in Jacksonville, Florida.
What part of Mitchellville do you
White
live in?
White trash still.
Three of us grew up in Bowie right by Mitchellville. Where do you live?
Yeah.
I live in part of Mitchellville. I live right off Central Avenue and Enterprise Road.
Central Avenue and Enterprise Road.
Yeah, we know where
I was thinking about buying a house over there.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, let me know what's the neighborhood to move into.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brenda.
How low do your power lines hang?
She's definitely got
a lot hanging
power
lines. I think Corbin will.
There's a lot hanging low. We went down the Stick Highway.
There's some nice homes over there, though.
Well, I'm trying to think. Where's Enterprise Road?
It goes right by, like, Woodmore Country Club.
Yeah.
Enterprise Golf Course?
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, Enterprise Central Road. Avenue. It goes right onto Central Avenue. Takes you to Nubby Greenbelt.
Are you okay?
You've driven on the road a billion times.
You offended everyone who lives in Greenbelt.
No, it's true. So Enterprise Road is what turns into Greenbelt Road.
Yes.
Right, all right, right. Okay, yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. All right. Sorry, give me a break. I haven't been there in 30 years.
Sorry, I'm lashing out because I'm tired.
It's basically the intersection where we used to go to the Kentucky Fried Chicken all the time.
Correct. Jim, what's up, pal?
Hey.
What's up, Jim?
You asked the question, what are we going to do with the Dodgers? Corbin's going to pitch well. Everybody's mentioned that. I think it's going to be true. But the big thing, the boys, as Davey calls them, are going to be relaxed. It's going to be L.A., good weather, and they are going to hit. I don't care who starts for the Dodgers. We're going to hit the whole series out there anyway.
I hope you're right. Is Kendrick going to start all of the games, or do you think they'll give Adams a shot? Bueller's a righty, right?
Bueller's a righty.
Would they go with Adams against Bueller?
I don't know, man.
Them in one game?
I think
a starter or
short series.
I don't think Kendrick plays every game.
I don't know. He's got a day of rest. Yeah. I'd start him in game one.
It's the best stick.
I'd start him in game one for sure.
That's true.
Start him game one, rest him game two, and then he starts back here at Nats Park.
He started last night against the righty.
Who do you think they drop off the roster to make room for Suero? Because I do believe
Stevenson.
I think Stevenson.
Yeah,
too.
Stevenson.
They drop Stevenson.
Yeah, they probably Taylor. Keep the third because they have three catchers. They're keeping the third catcher. So I don't know if you keep the third catcher.
They don't need three catchers. I know there was a little question about Suzuki's arm, but they don't need that. Did they keep it?
Why, Reed was on the
Riley playoff
Reed was
roster?
On the playoff. He was?
You sure?
99% sure.
I don't think so. For this opponent, for the last night's game?
Yeah.
Double check it. Back check.
That's what I saw on the tweets yesterday.
Oh, did you?
All right. Let's go to Earl.
I mean,
and
I saw
Laurel.
Him in the dugout, but I just thought he was there because all the other guys were there.
Yeah. Earl, what's up, man?
Good morning. How you guys doing this fine day?
Hello, Earl. Very well. How are you, my friend?
What's up, Earl?
I'm doing great. I look for the Nationals to go on and win this particular series against the Dodgers. Everybody, I mean, the Dodgers, they've lost two World Series in a row. They don't really scare me. Kershaw always seems to struggle in playoff, got two World Series in a row, which
is pretty impressive.
They're pretty good if they got the back-to-back series, right?
Well, honestly, you know what I mean. They seem to choke when it really matters the most. when the playoffs get really hot and going.
Yeah, and the Nats never choke. The Nats have never choked.
Boys, Drab likes to type chalk. They're big chalk.
They didn't choke last night.
That's true. That is true.
So hopefully they'll get it done and make me forget about my Redskins at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, you can forget about them for now.
They're so dead right now.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's thinking about
them. Unless you're a Pats fan and want to go get a good seat at FedEx Field, you don't care about them this weekend.
Absolutely.
Who's that in the background?
Somebody chirping in the background.
Who's that in the background?
That's my lovely wife. She likes to do that a lot when I'm on the phone. She said, go Nats.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, she's not focused.
Did you hit some? That's hilarious.
She likes to interrupt you while you're on the phone.
Yeah, she's like interrupting him every time I'm on the phone. So don't give me a time of day any other time. So I'm on the phone, here she is talking.
Hilarious.
Always yapping.
Hilarious.
Always yapping.
Yep, always.
How long have you been married, Earl?
Been married 15 years,
15
my friend.
15 years. You still hitting the skins?
Absolutely. Every chance I get.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. The only skins he cares about at this point.
Yeah, right. The real skins.
All right. Absolutely.
We'll hit some celebratory skins because I know you got to go to bed. You work that overnight shift.
Absolutely. No question about it. Thanks again, guys. God bless you. And go Nats.
Yeah, go Nats.
Although
thank
I do
you, buddy.
Have the 25-man roster did include Randy Reed.
Yeah, wow. So maybe that would be the guy.
When we come back, we'll take more Rally Nats Reed. Calls. And sorry. You'll also have a chance to win a copy of NBA 2K20 right here on 106.7. The Nats. Federal agencies adopt Nutanix hyperconverged infrastructure to transform their data centers into enterprise clouds. This software platform simplifies and modernizes federal data centers, runs any application at any scale, and manages any hybrid or multi-cloud environment. Are you trying to make legacy infrastructure deliver these modern benefits or considering deferring security SLAs and cost predictability to the public cloud? If so, take a closer look at Nutanix. Read why industry analysts name Nutanix the industry leader at Nutanix.com/1067TheFan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Coming up a bit later on Game Show Wednesday, which is presented by MGM National Harbor, every day is monumental at MGM National Harbor. We'll give you a chance to win a copy of NBA 2K20. So that's coming up in just a couple minutes.
Also, reminder, you can join me tonight, 6 o'clock, American Ice Company, for a Capitol season opening party. It is located on V Street, and it's going to be me. It's going to be Chris Russell. It's going to be Tom Daly. We'll be breaking down the Caps season, believe, on the air right here on 106.7 The Nats.
Very good.
Turn into 106.7 The Caps for a little bit.
And you can join your boy Flakesy at MGM National Harbor, the Cakes Classic, tonight. It starts at 7. Full disclaimer, I'll be there a tad late because I'm going to my daughter's field hockey game. Probably be there around 9. But my stack will be getting blinded out until I get
there. It's only going to be about 100 degree index.
It's going to be hot. It's going to be a hot one, no doubt.
But thank God, the next, well, this is what Doug Kammerer told me.
Okay.
The next, I think we might be done with the really hot days.
Personally or from watching his newscast?
No, I watch him. We might be done with the really hot days after today.
This is it?
Good.
This is the last hurrah.
Tomorrow it's going to be in like the high 70s. Friday, I think, low 70s. Saturday's supposed to be in the 60s.
Huh.
So hopefully we get the fall-like weather here soon.
So the series is going to go like this. Thursday, Friday in L.A., right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thursday, Friday. Saturday off.
Yes.
It's perfect because I'm going to MGM National Harbor Saturday night for the Bill Burr Show.
Ah, right. Good.
So I don't miss anything critical. Right. I'll miss some college football, I guess. But
I'll be at Rutgers.
Right.
And Marist is playing Navy and Lehigh on
nice.
Saturday.
Oh,
the Terps are playing there Saturday, too. The football team.
Yep.
At Rutgers.
Maryland's
yeah.
playing Rutgers.
Yep.
Could
They'll
be their last win of the year.
They oh, better win.
I hope
if they get away.
I hope
they
that's
don't
not
win.
The case.
If they, exactly. We need at least two.
Wow. I'll be there.
You're going to be there.
I could probably do both because I think there's a big gap between games. I could probably catch
well, the
games football
at,
game
the
on there.
Football game's at noon, I believe.
Right. I believe the first game's like at 9, the second game's like at 4 or something.
And then I would imagine.
You're anyway, watch Terps this weekend.
I would imagine the Sunday Nationals game is going to be at 8 o'clock at night.
I don't know. I have no idea. No idea.
Will I drive back?
Although there's four games potentially going on
no
Sunday.
Idea.
So they may stagger them all over
I
the place.
I may need to have to buy right? four tickets that Sunday night. If it's a Sunday night game.
I had the schedule up.
I might have to buy four tickets.
Or get hooked with four tickets.
It's hard to get hooked to the playoff game.
It is difficult.
By the way, the Terps could get back-to-back wins because they play Purdue the final the week after, and Purdue's got a million injuries.
Right.
Hold on, let me see.
I think the Terps had their run. I think it's...
if they lose to Rutgers,
well then
it's over, John.
Yeah, then it's a really bad season.
I think, let's be honest, it's pretty much over. They had their run.
Punt 4 weeks, four games in.
Sunday, there's just...
You're in punt formation. I see
Sunday,
you lining up.
You have two games, JP Flame.
Okay.
Sunday, you'll have Dodgers in Washington, game three, not sure of the time. You also have Atlanta, St. Louis, game three, not sure of the time.
All right, so I'm just trying to figure out my weekend. And then, so Thursday, Friday, Nats, Dodgers. Saturday, go to Bill Burr Show. Sunday, got Redskins pregame show.
Are you trying to do a Junk's pre-weekend preview on a Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm just
trying to figure out how
you're
trying
to kind of map it out, man. By the way, we'll be at Glory Days Grill in Manassas this Sunday, so join us.
Yes. It's time to the Skins play.
1 o'clock against the Patriots.
Just the way you like it, Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Baseball may try and avoid, because I believe there's 10 1 o'clock games on Sunday, so they may try and avoid most of those games and put a game at 4 and then play a game at 9, at 8. So
right. 8 o'clock would be ideal for me. I would prefer that.
That might be the schedule, but we'll have to wait and see.
My daughter has a clinic.
And that's almost definitely going to be Max.
Can the NFL...
Game three? Unless they hold back Strauss.
I don't think they're going to pitch Strauss.
I think game three is going to be Strauss.
I don't think they're not going to push him. I don't see it.
But if it was his day where he does the throwing anyway.
Yeah, but he was
dealing, man.
He was going...
Because his last...
He was redlining it.
Did he last pitch on Friday? In the regular season?
I can't remember.
Saturday was Corbin. And Sunday was Joe Ross, I believe.
Yeah.
I think
it was
Friday might have been Strasburg. So Friday all the way until Tuesday, you know, he had a few days off. Maybe that was his in-between day anyway.
I know.
I think they don't throw like that on their off day.
I know.
He was redlining it, and then, of course, however long he was up before.
Yeah. I think they're going to push it. I think it's dependent on game one.
I really do believe if they lose
game one, I think they're going to be tempted to throw Strauss because then you want him twice in the series. You want him maybe for the game five.
Yeah, but then it could be poo in game two.
Could.
When Sanchez is on full rest, ready to go. He could beat them. Sanchez could beat them.
Although Sanchez, if you look at his numbers, he peaked really in May, I think it was. In May, his ERA was, let me see, I had it right with me, and then I started looking at all the splits. Because ERA was like 1.7 or something like that in May, and then it got progressively worse each month after that.
By the way, I know you're happy that the Nats won, but are you a little bitter you'd lost 200 with your hedgy poo bet?
No, because I put it in with my bookie, and I have a $1,000 carryover, and I'm only down 286. I was down $86 before that bet.
Okay, right.
It'd take me forever to get to 1,000.
Got you.
You have to go on a real cold streak.
Well, I can nickel and dime them for months.
Yeah.
Here you go, Jason.
What a terrible business model that is.
Here you go, Jason.
Yeah.
So in April, March, April, you know, whatever, 5-9, got off to a rough start.
Right.
But then all of a sudden stumbled onto something in May.
I think we were saying it was one of the worst signings ever.
Right.
But then his first six
then
starts.
He had a 1-6, yep. June a 2-7, July a 3-7, August 3-8, September, October 4-0. I mean, none of that's bad.
He came off the injured list.
None of that's
he was
bad,
on a heater.
But, yeah.
He was on a mega heater right when he came off the injured list.
But still, the graph of ERA trending up.
Trending in the wrong direction.
Right.
He faced the Dodgers twice. He lost out there 5-0, but here he beat them, or lost 4-2, but he pitched really well. 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 6 Ks.
Against the Dodgers? Are you looking at Dodger splits? Like
no,
how many
he faced them twice this year, yeah.
And overall, give me the overall numbers then?
They lost both games, but he pitched much better here. Uh-huh. He lost 5-0 out there and 4-2 here.
Gotcha.
But he pitched much better here.
All right, let's bail out these calls real quick.
I think
you're
right. I don't think they're going to push Strassi for game two.
Of course, we're 106.7, the Nats again all day today, probably all week. And as we mentioned, Jay Gruden's got to be the happiest guy in town. Because
it's great, man. Go Nats.
Not
go Pats. Go Nats.
As far as his future, but at least he doesn't have to hear it from the sports radio guys all day. And all week. He could name Colt McCoy the starter today. Nobody will care.
Well, if the Nationals are still playing, like if they have a game five and the Redskins lose, let's say 49-0 spectacularly. They just did.
Very possible.
Right. They lose 49 to Zippy.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about game five.
Right.
Yeah, even when they fire him.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go to...
I mean, we may have to hit Misery Monday because it's sponsored and everything a couple times.
Oh,
but
we're definitely going.
We'll give some cursory mentions.
Yes.
Let's go to Ron Clinton. Ron, what's up, man? You're on with the Jucks.
Hey, man. It's good to finally get through to you guys, man. I watch you guys and listen to you every morning, man, while I'm out handling my business.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you, last night, I probably got about 7 tickets driving home from work trying to hurry up and get home to watch the conclusion of the game. Trust me, every ticket is going to be worth it. Because I believe this team has something special. Right. And you wonder where Bryce Harper is right now, probably thinking, I should have stayed because this club really believes. And I'm going to tell you one thing. We're going to hang two banners. The Mystics going to do it, and the Nationals are going to do it. I'll predict this. 4 games, we're going to go in and sweep. We're going to sweep the Dodgers. The Dodgers are sleeping on us right now.
It's only a 5-game series.
It's a 5-game series, so it'll be 3 games.
Well, 3 games. We're going to sweep these guys because they're sleeping on us. All right. Just like any other team that comes into Washington, they sleep on these teams, man. So I think we got a good chance. But, again, my question is, what do you think is going through Bryce Harper's mind right now?
That's a good question. I think he's probably a little bit pissed.
He's probably questioning his decision.
It's human nature, but he's a rich piss guy.
Yeah, he certainly is.
Not that pissed.
He's filthy rich piss.
Not that pissed.
By the way, the Mystics lost last night?
Correct.
Yeah. And EDD had some back spasms. I think she only played a few minutes.
How long is the WNBA finals?
I don't know.
What do you mean, how long?
Best of five?
I think it's best of five, yeah. Okay.
What sport are they playing in?
Oh, stop.
It's your favorite line.
All right, let's go to Daryl in Reston. Daryl, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning, man. I just real quick wanted to know what you guys think of Davey Martinez going forward, because last night, even though we won and I'm happy, I kind of felt like he was managing the game like it was June 1st, not October 1st.
I didn't think so.
I just wanted to get your...
What did you not like?
They were totally prepped for postseason baseball.
I mean, I thought he was managing that like it was a 1-game playoff.
What didn't you like?
I think maybe he went with Scherzer a little bit too long last night. Maybe pinch a Parada, maybe. I think, was it the 4th or the 5th?
Para.
You wanted Para in
Para,
there.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not – nothing against him. I just felt like it was – I didn't feel like he was managing to win it. And then, as
we disagree with you.
I just think that's just so weak.
We vehemently disagree. All right. We told you
– He called him Parada.
He called him Parada, yeah. That speaks volumes.
Right.
Wasn't that a movie about killer fish?
Piranha, yes. Yeah, all the dead fish in Antonio Brown's basement.
Right.
800-636-1067 is the number. 10th caller right now wins a copy of NBA 2K20. So you can be the next NBA superstar on the best NBA video game of all time. NBA 2K20 is out now on Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, PC, and coming soon to Stadia, rated E for everyone. Courtesy of Got Game. Details at thefandc.com/contest. So call now to win.
This isn't a weekend preview. This is a tonight preview.
Yes.
It's 100% chance that Cakes is on his bed watching Joe B and Locker tonight on NBC Sports.
Richie, I'm going to be looking at props.
That's right.
Watching at MGM National Harbor.
You'll watch that from there.
it from there.
I think we all
just
will.
Ship them early like
I'll
I do.
I'll ship them in with 7-3
every JPO. And then you get bounced, and you go upstairs.
Somebody's going to score my bounty.
Beers. Have two beers, whistle, and go
somebody's
to sleep.
Somebody's going to get my $300 bounty with zero resistance.
Yeah.
It's going to be the easiest bounty you've ever scored.
Do you do that at MGM? Do you throw in a whistle?
You think that hasn't happened? I'm there every month. There once a month. Man.
All right, we got to get
DNA
out of here.
Over there.
Granddaddy, they're up next right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.